This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours, but none of ours.
You never know. Buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Subject, my boss wants to whip me. Again, a disclaimer, if you have young children anywhere around you, you do not want them to hear this letter, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, it says, I'm a 31-year-old single black man, and about 2 months ago, I was not ready to settle down yet, so I was mingling and dating. After countless failures with meeting women, I finally came across a much older woman who was on the same page that I was on. She only wanted sex, and that's it. She invited me to her house one evening, and from the moment I got there, it started getting heated. We were kissing and grinding on her sofa, and as it was about to go down, she left me on the sofa and went upstairs to her room, and she told me to give her 10 minutes. So I undressed and went upstairs, and it was pitch black. She told me where to go, and I followed her voice into a room where all I heard was jingling keys and metal clinging and something that sounded like a towel was hitting a mattress. The noises stopped suddenly, and she said, I got something for you, baby. And the lights came on. There were four adult toys of different shapes and sizes, and she was wearing a dog collar with a lot of gold chains hanging from it. I looked over in the corner and there was a huge dog cage on a platform. She took off her lingerie and I stood there in disbelief. I asked where the dog was because I don't like dogs. She pulled out a belt and told me to get in the cage while she whipped me several times on my bare behind. I turned and ran so fast that I almost fell down the stairs in the dark. I ended up leaving my hat and my shirt, but I left with my dignity. Did you now? Wow. What I failed to mention is that she's my direct supervisor and she's very unhappy with how I left. She's giving me major attitude because she wants a do-over. I really need my job. So how do I fix this without getting whipped? What? What is
There's
going on?
There's some wild people out there, man.
With your boss. You conveniently left out the fact that this woman was your boss. You conveniently left that out until the very last part of the letter. And that's because you probably knew we were going to tell you this was a very stupid move on your part. But I do have to tell you this. I'm glad you got out. I'm glad you survived it, even though you almost fell down the stairs in the pitch black. You said you guys talked about this beforehand, and you guys were on the same page. I don't think so. I don't think you're on the same page at all. You got to get out of there. Either you're going to have to transfer to a different department, or you're going to have to get another job somewhere else. You should be interviewing and doing all that you can do to make that happen right now. And no matter how bad her attitude is, she is your boss, and you said she's giving you major attitude. Whatever you do, there are no do-overs. Do not go back to that lady's house. Next time, she might tell you to get in the cage, lock you up with those jingling keys you heard in the dark. Her kind of freakiness is a little different, and you could really get hurt with all the whipping and stuff, and this is just too crazy. Stay away from her. Do your job until you leave, and then when you get out of there, don't look back. But please get out and get out now. Steve?
This is one of those letters where I'm going to use as a teaching moment.
Oh, I can't wait.
A lot of young brothers listening to this show. Uncle Steve is going to walk you through some things that you need to know when faced with anything similar to this. Let's go. Now, he starts off by telling us who he is. He's a 31-year-old single black man. And he said, very confusingly, about 2 months ago, I was not ready to settle down yet. I don't know where that came from. Because this whole letter has nothing about you wanting a commitment of any kind. So you just telling us a story. You're 31 years old and you single, ready to mingle. That's what you should have said. So I was mingling and dating. That's all you had to say, dog. After countless failures with meeting women. No, they weren't. They weren't countless failures. You're not looking for a commitment. So anytime relations fail, it's what you weren't committed to anyway. After countless failures, you didn't want no successes. You was just dating and mingling. So let's just stay honest, brothers. I finally came across a much older woman who was on the same page that I was on. She only wanted sex and that's it. She invited me to her house one evening, and from the moment I got there, it started getting heated. We was kissing and grinding on the sofa. It was about to go down. She left me on the sofa. Here's the key. She left me on the sofa and went upstairs to her room, and she told me to give her 10 minutes. But nah, your ass didn't listen. Your stupid right after that said, so I undressed and went upstairs, and it was pitch black. Boy, you got naked too early.
All right, hold that thought right there.
Boy,
right there.
We've all
we'll
done
have
it.
Part two.
We've
yeah,
all
we'll
walked
have
them stairs.
I know, Tommy, I know.
We'll have part two of your response coming up, Steve, at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, my boss wants to whip me. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come on, Steve, let's recap this letter. The subject is, please, there is a disclaimer with this letter if you have small children. My boss wants to whip me.
This 31-year-old young man is very confused about what he wants and what he's expecting out of the results from what he's actually doing. He's dating and mingling around. He's serious. He don't want to settle down. So now he's saying after he's been meeting women, dating, and all failure after failure. Because you don't want nothing. And it just proves that you don't want nothing because you said right after this, after countless failures in meeting women, I finally came across a much older woman who was on the same page that I was on. She only wanted sex and that's it. See, boy, you've been wanting to get in relationships with women that only want sex and that's it. And then when it don't work out, you consider that a failure. Everybody don't want to sign up for this foolishness. Ah, but you done found this old lady, though. Ain't got no problem with it. So you meet her, y'all on the same page, invite you to a house. Soon as you got there, you grinding on the couch. It's hot, heated. It done got good, boy. She left you on the sofa, went upstairs to her room and told you to give her 10 minutes. Yo, jump it. Can't wait 10 minutes. Why? Because you young. After she said, give her 2 minutes, your reaction was, so I undressed and went upstairs and it was pitch black. What is your ass up here for? She said 10 minutes. You up there too early and you naked. You took your clothes off too fast and went upstairs and left your clothes downstairs. How stupid is your... Don't ever have your clothes somewhere you can't reach them.
That's the lesson?
Rude, there's so many lessons in this letter. Then, I'm dressing with upstairs. It was pitch black. It's because you're too early. She said 10 minutes. She ain't set up yet.
And no light on.
She told me where to go, and I followed her voice into a room. Right here. Never be naked. In the dark, following voices. Stupid.
What is that?
I'm following the voice into a room where all I heard was jingling keys and metal clinging and something that sounded like a towel hitting the mattress. What? And you kept walking towards the jingling? And the towel hitting the mattress and you're naked and can't see? Do you understand how stupid you are? The noises stopped suddenly, and she said, I got something for you, baby. And then the lights came on.
Dun, dun, dun.
There was 4 adult toys of different shapes and sizes, and she was wearing a dog collar with a lot of gold chains hanging from it. I looked over in the corner, and there was a huge dog cage on the platform. See, I would have missed all this.
Why?
Because I'm old. First of all she'd have heard was for me downstairs. You ready? Been about 12 minutes now. What you doing? But all this, because of the unknown, I have my clothes on. Just in case she say something crazy from upstairs, I can get on out the house downstairs and never speak to her again. But no, you are naked upstairs.
School them, Steve.
Nah, she cut the light on. You look over in the corner, it's a huge dog cage on the platform. On a platform? What the hell is dog cage doing up on the platform? She took off her lingerie and I stood there in disbelief. Probably cause you naked.
Know your naked.
I asked where the dog was cause I don't like dogs. See right there, your black upstairs with a potential German Shepherd somewhere, raw. So now you in the cage, you looking over there in the cage, you don't like dogs, potential German Shepherd, Rottweiler.
Yeah.
Could be in the room, but now you can, and now you in that naked. Now the reason this ain't working out for you, fool, because you're naked. See, getting whipped and asked to get in the cage is different when you fully clothed. Mm-hmm. But now you naked. And your clothes are downstairs. And the reason she can whip you across your ass is because you naked.
It's out.
I turned and ran so fast, I almost fell down the steps in the dark because you're slipping on them carpet because your clothes is downstairs. I ended up leaving my hat and shirt because you couldn't find them. Cause you got to keep your clothes where you can see them and reach them. Mm. Now you done left your cat, you done left your hat and your shirt. All that's DNA. Your dumb ass. Cause you're about to get body whipped. Now come to find out this your boss. She want a do-over, now she got attitude.
Now do
when I come back, I'm just going to give you 10 seconds of what your solution is for this. Stupid upstairs naked. Anybody told you to come up there yet?
We'll be back. Right.
Well, you're an employee is what this is.
All right, Steve, right before we get to sports talk, you had a couple of more suggestions.
Let me just close out. This man that been upstairs naked with found out who was his boss and she was whipping him while he was naked, told him to get in this big dog cage. And now he back at work and the boss got an attitude because she wants a do-over. He really need his job and he don't know how to handle this situation. So now let me explain something to you, young boy. You're going to have to give her a do-over. If you want to keep your job.
No.
Y'all shut up. You shut up, Shirley.
No.
You answered your letter. He 31. He can handle this.
Go back in there, though.
No, he can't.
No, he don't go back in there. He got to get a do-over. He got to control this situation. The do-over is at a hotel.
Okay. That
can't bring all these big dog cages through that lobby. All these platforms and stuff. You gonna get your do-over is at the hotel. And tell her you bringing your own trunk of toys. Okay. And ain't gonna be no four adult toys of different sizes, cause you gonna end up wearing something if you ain't careful. Now coming out with a velvet rope, some fuzzy handcuffs that don't click. A feather tickler that don't do no damage, that you can't push nothing. See, you gotta have your little sex toys had to have control on it.
Yeah.
And you can't have nothing in here with a battery on it.
Why?
Because that has switches with levels on it. That'll get out of control.
Yeah.
Anything on high is going to be shocking to your. Can't let nothing have a switch on it that can go to high. High? High, don't you? Dangerous. Okay. That's all I want. Yes, Carla.
Question. What if on this do-over, she doesn't like it? Because she's still his supervisor.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
now
you,
what happened?
You just didn't like it. I ain't who you thought I was.
Well,
you done seen me run out of this house once before. You already know I ain't up to who you thought I was.
Yeah.
So I'm scared of dogs. You got a dog cage. Now we're going to have a do-over, but I got a hotel. And I have everything in there. Now, you can come in there. You can have attitude sex. That's all right. I've heard that before. This ain't what I wanted. Well, you know, this is all I got.
Is this just one time we do this duo and then that's it? Am I out?
Well, if you do it and you don't do it well, She ain't gonna want to have nothing else to do with you, but at least you'll keep your job.
Favorite letter of all time.
It's hard to make naked decisions, though. It's hard.
He was right. He was cool.
He left with his dignity. No,
I'm
he
telling
didn't.
You. Nothing with a battery and a switch on it.
He said he came
because things can get out of hand.
Low, medium, and high. Because when you get caught
we'll have
up.
More of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up top of the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.